laws and policy, the laws of Texas and the policies of school districts, before you get to furloughing and reductions in force, a lot of things have to happen, okay? This is what we do know. In the state of Texas, for every teacher, we have a non-teacher. So it would be smart for us to find out who are these non-teachers, okay? And so before we start laying off a teacher, let's first find out who are the non-teachers. And the non-teachers are just not school bus drivers and aides. There's some other folks, too.
Gotcha.
And probably in the upper echelons of the educational bureaucracy. So we need to find out who those people are. And they need to be dealt with. But we have a lot of room for cuts. I mean, what about TEA, Texas Education Agency? You know, they can take some hits. You know, before we started getting into the classroom, they can take some hits.
Right. I mean, what about
using and employing technology in some of your small districts where, you know, you need to deliver a physics course, but you don't necessarily have enough students to command a physics teacher there on every campus, but you can get the best physics teacher from one of the other campuses or from a college campus and could deliver that course via short circuit television or the internet. A lot of things that we need to do or we should have done, now the chickens have come home to roost and now we have to do them.